Corey was certainly temperamentally profoundly different from Pauling.
He
had to get everything just right.
Yeah.
And he was a very, yes, very nice man, very quiet and steady. He only had a couple of people working with him, as I remember it. May have been three. Anyway, it was a small group, and that's all he wanted. And I know Linus told me later on after the war that he said that the work that Corey did in the war temporarily transformed him completely. And it was I can't remember what it was, but Linus could tell you this. But anyway, it was a rather urgent wartime project. I'm not sure whether it involved explosives or what.
Yeah, he was working on that.
Well, apparently he was put in charge of the project, and he had about a large group of about 50 people to direct, but he apparently adapted to this rapidly, and everybody agreed that he was an excellent director of the project. And then when the war was over, he went back to the way of doing things that he had done before the war, and again, it didn't want more than two or three people around in the lab with him.